Nolte, election denier. Stacey Abrams already denying 2022 election results. By John Nolte on November 7, 2022. Election denier Stacey Abrams, D-liar, is already spinning her upcoming gubernatorial loss by denying an election that has yet to conclude. Although we see record turnout in Georgia, Abrams is out there blaming this loss on voter suppression and, get this, the ignorance of black men. In 2018, Abrams lost her race to become Georgia's governor by a fairly substantial 1.4 percentage points, 50.2% for Republican Brian Kemp, compared to 48.8% for Abrams. The difference was also a fairly substantial 55,000 votes. Nevertheless, Abrams refused to concede and continued to insist she won. In fact, 4 years later, she still hasn't conceded, even as she launched a rematch against Kemp. Well, now the insufferable Abrams is getting walloped in the polls. In the Real Clear Politics polls of polls, she's losing by an average of 8.1 points. Some polls have her down by double digits. The president of Earth is staring dead in the face of a straight-up humiliation and the end of her career as a political superstar. Naturally, with the massive rejection looming on the horizon, Abrams is returning to form. Even before the 2022 election is over, the election denier is denying the 2022 election. Before we get to the liar's lies, let's look at this fact. Georgia voters set all-time midterm early turnout record. Georgia voters exceeded expectations on Friday, shattering the 2.5 million mark for ballots cast prior to Election Day. As of Saturday morning, Georgia's record-breaking early turnout concluded with 2,288,889 voters casting their ballot during early voting, with 231,063 showing up on Friday, November 4. Friday's in-person total was 6% higher than the final day of early voting in the 2020 presidential election. Georgia has had record early voting turnout since the first day of early voting this year, surging to nearly twice the number on the first day of early voting in 2018. Early voting in this election far exceeded the total from 2018, which saw 1.8 million voters cast their ballots and was within striking distance of the 2.6 million who cast their ballot early in 2020. Knowing this, any intelligent or honest person would say, "Gee, Wally, if that's the case, there certainly isn't any voter suppression going on." Well, no one ever claimed Stacey Abrams was intelligent or honest. Oh, she's shrewd and mercenary to her corrupt core. But honest and intelligent? Yeah, no. Because here's Earth President Abrams pre-blaming her upcoming humiliation on voter suppression in an election that's seeing record turnout. While the polls are always going to tell the story you want to see, what we know is that the untold story is that this is a tight race. It is neck and neck, and we believe that we are on a path to victory if we can get all our voters turned out and if they can navigate the difficulties put in place by Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to not only game the system but to suppress voting in the state of Georgia. But here's what she said immediately before the quote above to explain away the polls that show a shellacking is on the way. "The pollsters who are polling Georgia are looking at a state that looks like Indiana, not a state that looks like Georgia, where we have seen record turnout from African American voters, record turnout from Latino and API voters. We are seeing a dramatic increase in participation, including 500,000 people who voted early, and who did not vote in 2018. So in her first breath, to explain away her terrible polling numbers, Abrams talks about record minority turnout. Then, in the next breath, she says the vote is being suppressed. Remember, I reverse the quotes above. It gets better. The left-wing extremist interviewing her is MSNBC's Ali Velshi. Obviously, he's too corrupt to point out how Abrams shamelessly contradicted herself. So he says, "So the issue of getting all your voters turned out is the one that people are looking at? But Earth President Abrams just said there was record turnout. So how can getting voters turned out be an issue?" Then Velshi asks her about the black vote, which she's been struggling with, and Abrams again brags about all this record turnout. "We have seen record turnout. Black men have increased their participation rates by 52% over 2018, and I do not believe it is due to a deep well of enthusiasm for my opponent." Then, after Abrams says all those black guys, a record number of black guys, don't know, are voting for her, She insults black men claiming they are too stupid not to be bamboozled by misinformation. Unfortunately, this year, black men have been a very targeted population for misinformation. Not misinformation about what they want but about why they want what they deserve. What was the middle thing again? Well, she is again too corrupt to question the contradiction and tries to explain away the contradiction with some desperate spin about how voter suppression is why people are voting in record numbers. So, black voters are the cornerstone of victory and the target of a lot of suppression. Are there black voters and voters in general, he asks, who want to come out to vote just so that stuff is reversed? Abrams answers in the affirmative. Oh, yes. Voter suppression is why record numbers of people are turning out to vote. It is exactly one of the reasons that people are turning out. We know that people turned out early because they understand that Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger put barriers in place. That they're going to be denied access to food and water in lines that in years past have stretched up to 4-8 hours. They know that there have been more difficulties put in place for absentee ballots. That white supremacist groups and hard right-wing groups have been challenging people's right to vote. So here you have Abrams blaming record turnout on voter suppression, her loss of support among black men based on their ignorance, and her own coming loss on both. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.